WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media Radio Station is providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show on WGBW.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like
solid.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. It's sounding like it's going to get hot here.
Yeah, but it's, it's not. It's not anything we can't handle. It's only going to be for a couple of days. But again, I was talking with my son on yesterday in Phoenix. And, man, they're melting. Man, the people are melting in Phoenix. You know, man, I just got off the phone talking to a buddy down in Florida. And you know, his son, he's a former pro football player, and his son plays football. And I was asking him, how are they handling that? That football practice is starting. He said they're getting up very early in the morning, and they have to get their football practice in really early. And they're on artificial turf, and it's kind of like being on asphalt. Man, who wants to live like that, man? Warm weather is okay, but, man, who wants to live like that? I don't know if that's, man, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to live like that. Florida might not have the higher temperature than Phoenix, but I feel like Florida would be worse with the humidity.
Right? Yeah. And he was just telling me they're not getting the rain that they normally get, and they're just suffering. Well, that's considered a paradise. And, if you want that kind of paradise, man, you gotta kind of suffer and pay the price. But when most of these folk who are in our listening audience are with us, because they're still here in the state, right? I mean, they certainly have relatives down south, but they haven't gone. Hey, Calvin, let me ask you something, man. You go to the movies a lot?
No, maybe like 2 or 3 times a year at most.
I don't think I've been to a movie in years. And, I mean, you don't have to go to the movie anymore, because they've got some things out here, man. Well, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but on some of these, what do you call the things, man? You buy
streaming services?
Yeah, streaming services. Are those legal?
Yeah.
Okay, and you can see the new movies.
Well, I don't know about those ones.
Oh,
if they're in the theaters, they might not be.
Might not be legal, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a grizzled old guy and all this new technology. But, man, I haven't been in a movie theater. Man, I don't know. 5 years? And so, you know, whatever it is you want to see, you can see it. And maybe there's something still about going to a movie that's appealing. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I enjoy going to the movies. I don't, like, I would never go see, like, a comedy at the movie theater. Like, that doesn't add much to the experience. So, but,
go ahead.
Like, a big, like, sci-fi blockbuster or something like that with, like, the surround sound and the big screen. Like, it's definitely adds to the experience.
So, are you saying to me, let's see if we got this right. Calvin, let's see, what time is it? It's 8:10, July 25th, 2023. You talk about blockbuster movies. You're not going to see Barbie?
No, I probably won't go see that one.
What is this, man? I don't know, man. You know, and look, I'm not a woman. I'm not, you know. And maybe there's something about it that's appealing to women, right? But what? They're claiming this is a blockbuster movie. Barbie?
I don't know. I'm hearing.
You're hearing what?
That it's a pretty good, actually.
Barbie's a pretty good movie. Some person comes up with, you know, it's almost like they've run out of things to create. And, you know, when somebody comes into, you know, the movie moguls and says, hey, I got a great idea for a new movie. And the guy says, oh, you do? What is it? Let's do a Barbie movie. Oh, man. Well, certainly they've done a great job of marketing, right?
Yeah, well, I think Barbie's kind of one of those, like, iconic American brands that's kind of persisted. I don't know exactly when they came out.
Hey, Calvin. Barbie is an iconic.
I mean, it definitely is. Like, kids have been playing with Barbies since forever.
So I don't disagree with you. But, you know, the movie Barbie. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I wonder if there's anybody in the audience who has gone and seen Barbie. Or maybe grandmothers will take their granddaughters and those kinds of things and all of those kind of things. But they're talking like this is going to be the number one movie of the year. And now Oppenheimer, then a movie like that, I'm going to check that out. I'm going to wait until it's, you know, on streaming. But I don't get it, man. You know. What is there about Barbie that you can create a 2-hour movie?
I think this is one of those things, Earl, that it's just not for you, really.
Okay. Hey, you got that right. 100% right. You know, and so I read a lot of different things, man. But I don't know anything at all about Barbie because I refuse to even look into that. Right? I haven't read not one sentence on the Barbie movie. And, I don't know what to say other than.
Well, we might be getting some conservative callers in opposition to the Barbie movie. Apparently, it's.
What are they opposed to the Barbie movie?
Apparently, it's man-hating propaganda.
wait a minute, man. See, that's why I haven't read anything about it. Man-hating propaganda.
Yeah, it's part of the Hollywood woke agenda.
Oh. 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 So I guess that's the reason why I haven't read one sentence about Barbie and probably won't be seeing that with the life that I have left. I'll find something.
Available. Yeah, no, I probably won't see it. So.
Oh. Okay, man. Anyway, Barbie. This is a story, man, that I've had on the radar for about a week or more, man, that I wanted to talk about, man. It kind of made me stop and you know, people see the world in a different lens, all of us, and you sometimes wonder, you know, here's a story that's kind of Earl Ingram show kind of story. And it's, I quit stripping for a normal job. Wait. Yeah, you heard it right. I quit stripping for a normal job. No, it's not that there's no other news, because I got, you know, I got my regular allotment of other things. But I was, you know, I was kind of drawn to this story, man. It's been around for a week or two. I've had it. You know, and it's a young lady, clearly young, right? And so she got into the stripping life. And apparently stripping makes a lot of money. I don't know. You know, Calvin, you...
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know, but oh. They say they, apparently, I don't know.
Okay, so this young lady had been stripping for 3 years, living a good life, but she got to a point where she, and I got to figure she had to be pretty young, right? I mean.
Well, you never know, but yeah, probably.
Well. But anyway, but she did this for about 3 years. She's living pretty decently. She says she didn't have to want for anything. She loved the glitz and glam, the music, you know, being on stage, the travel, being her own boss, you know, making a lot of money. And so she saw this apparently in those early years, and somewhere in the recesses of her mind, she probably said, hey, this is not right. You know, as she aged a little bit, this is not right. My parents probably would not want me to do that. And now what would CJ know about stripping? Oh, I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he did little male stripping. What was the name of those guys? That they used to have, that's long before you were born, man. I don't know. But we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's kind of like, it wasn't cheesecake guy. I don't know. Beef. I don't know. Whatever it was. But that was about the time CJ was young. Maybe he did some stripping. 844-967-2789. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You tuned into the Early Ingram Show. Be right back.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves, your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration. Here's Terry Barr.
Listen to these numbers. 10,000 airplanes, typically 600,000 people, spending $170 million during the 9-day Experimental Aircraft Association's Air Venture fly-in Oshkosh.
We're looking at the St. Louis area, places in Illinois, Indiana had made offers or bids or shown interest in bringing EAA there.
But luckily, EAA's Dick Napinski tells me 70 years after it started, EAA and Oshkosh remain one.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
EAA runs through July 30th. For Civic Media's EAA AirVenture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. Highs around 86. Westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows around 70. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High of 83. Temps a bit above average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the mid-80s to the low 90s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So Calvin, you said somebody text the name of the guys that used to dance. What are they called?
The Chippendale Dancers.
The Chippendale Dancers with CJ out front. Can you imagine that? But anyway, so I'm talking. This young lady is saying she decided to quit stripping because it was, wait a minute, is this the Oprah Winfrey Show? I can't be doing too much of this, but let me just get this in quickly because this is just not my cup of tea. I decided to quit stripping because it was starting to take a toll on my mental health. But what made me want to talk about this story is this. Listen to this. In the industry, I was exposed to a side of people that they don't show to others. People were drunk and sometimes on substances. I don't drink or take different substances, so I started to feel drained being around customers who were constantly drunk. But let me get into the meat of why I wanted to give this story to you. I've done different jobs, hospitality jobs, waitressing, and being a receptionist before. I don't think that they are bad jobs, but I need to make enough money to eat and pay the bills. For me, those jobs are not the most rewarding, and the salary is generally not that great when you think of everything that you have to handle. So I decided to look for personal assistant and executive assistant roles, and I found that the average salary was $25,000 to $30,000 a year for every stressful role that'll probably cause burnout. When you live in a city like London, England, where everything is expensive, it's a joke. I paid $11.60 for olive oil the other day. While looking at job descriptions for these roles, I read working hours will be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at our head office, and some flexibility with working hours is essential, and overtime will be required occasionally. The fact that I was expecting to work overtime for a salary that'll barely amount to $2,587 a month was shocking to me. I know that working a job like this will cause me to be stressed and anxious. Financially, it's difficult to live on a salary like that in big cities. I even saw nanny jobs that paid more than executive roles like that, and they came with better perks. Last thing, no one talks about the pride that comes with adjusting to a normal job, too. Strippers are used to being paid a certain amount of money for our time. Trying to go back to a very demanding job and getting paid for a whole day for what we can get in 15 minutes is really disturbing. Stripping really makes you understand how valuable your time is. When I was earning that kind of money, I was able to live the life I wanted to and not really worry about spending. Adjusting to a normal job put me in a box. I will have to budget every month and not be able to afford certain things. Having to constantly answer to a manager or a director will mean that I'll also lose my freedom. So, young girl who has not gotten an education, and she doesn't like the fact that the jobs that she's going to be offered without having, you know, an education aren't going to be ones that are paying her well. Instead of even thinking that, hey, maybe I need to go to college, she's going back to stripping. Something wrong with that kind of thinking, but there are a lot of people and young ladies, unfortunately, who are caught up in that kind of a system. That's a part of this nation that we should do a better job of monitoring and not allowing young ladies to get trapped in, and we need to do a better job of controlling it. CJ, quickly.
Well, Earl, you changed subjects on me. But,
well, how did I change subjects? What did I change subjects on, man?
Well, by the time I got to the phone, you were started talking about Barbie.
Okay, we can talk about Barbie man. Go ahead.
But then you went into the...
Okay, go ahead. What about Barbie? What do you want to say about Barbie, man? How many Barbies do you own?
Well, first off, about the strippers, I did make a little extra money when the deer hunters went away. And all the ladies were still around.
Okay, so
I did make a little extra money.
So how many Barbies do you own? Oh, go ahead.
Well, the Barbie movie cost $145 million, and I probably will see it because I got four adult daughters. And but you know, as far as a blockbuster goes, one that costs $14.5 million. The Sound of Freedom has grossed over $100 million. And I don't know if you've seen that movie, but
No, I haven't.
Is a powerful movie. And you need to see it, Earl.
So what is that? What is it about, man? Quickly.
It's about human trafficking and how our United States has turned its head and not done enough about it.
So let me say this to you, man. When you talk about human trafficking, you have to talk about the fact that in this nation we allow the conversation I was just having about the young lady stripping. You know, we allow that kind of thing in this nation. And I think there's something wrong with all that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The record-smashing heat has now moved into the Midwest and Great Plains. From Wichita to Minneapolis, Millions will be feeling it, says ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano.
95 in Minneapolis. That heat will build in Minneapolis as we go through the week to near 100 on Thursday. Chicago, you're in it as well. And Louisville into the mid-90s. And some of this heat and humidity gets here in the Northeast come week's end.
The Justice Department has sued Texas Governor Greg Abbott over newly installed floating barriers along the Rio Grande. It's the latest aggressive tactic aimed at stopping migrants from crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. The White House calls the razor wire wrap buoys cruel and illegal. In Odessa, Ukraine, they're cleaning up after Russian missile and drone strikes. Among the targets, the Transfiguration Cathedral, the city's first Orthodox church and a symbol in the center of the city. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Police were led on a chase by a man in a stolen car. According to WLUK News, the incident happened Sunday night on Highway 29 when authorities tried to pull over the stolen vehicle. The driver sped off. Deputies decided not to chase the car due to safety concerns for others on the road. A little while later, police saw the car stuck in a ditch and the man trying to escape on foot. After suspecting he was armed, officials called in the canine unit and a drone. The suspect was eventually taken into custody without incident. The Oneida Nation is celebrating its 200th anniversary of being in Wisconsin this week. According to ExploreOneida.com, the Oneida arrived in northeast Wisconsin when it was still part of the Michigan Territory in 1823. The celebration takes place at various locations around the area and starts today and runs through July 30th. For more information on events and activities, please visit ExploreOneida.com. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Ron DeSantis. What does Trump call him? Ron DeSanctimonious or something like that? You know, all of this brass talk about Ron DeSantis and what he was going to be, and he was going to be the guy that the Republicans could push, and he was going to lead the Republican Party, and he was going to take back the presidency. Well, guess what? Ron DeSanctimonious is starting to look like another guy. You know, back in 2016, young upstart governor, Republican governor, who clearly had a lot of folk, conservatives, talking about how great he was and all these different ideas that he had. And he was going to be the bearer of conservatism for some time to come. This guy was, you know, a lightweight by any stretch of the imagination, but Republicans thought this was the guy. And he certainly spoke about conservative ideas, and, you know, he wasn't the brightest guy, but he clearly was able to lead people to believe that conservatism was the way forward for this nation. You might remember this guy. He was from Wisconsin. His name was Scott Walker. And Scott Walker was riding a crescendo as in 2016, as, you know, after what he had done in the state of Wisconsin with Act 10, and he stood up against supposedly the booger bears and the people who were pushing back and fighting against him. And Scott Walker clearly led people to believe that he was the answer. And then he got into a debate with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump absolutely exposed him for being a lightweight and a guy who really was just playing a game. And so if Donald Trump is able to undress someone politically, you got to be a pretty weak person because that's what he did, and he kind of beat up on Scott Walker, and Scott Walker took his ball and went home. Right now, in polling in Florida, Donald Trump is 44 points ahead of Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, in DeSantis' own state. You know, I heard people talking about Ron DeSantis, you know, months ago. And everything that Ron DeSantis himself wasn't thinking about running for president. But because of the things that he was doing down in Florida, and there were people who talked him into running for the presidency or for the Republican nomination for the presidency. And so I remember months back, and everything was Ron DeSantis is the guy, and they put money in it, and they were pushing Ron DeSantis. They, at that time, Republicans did not want to see Donald Trump. Many of them, they had said they had gone beyond Donald Trump. And, you know, it was time to move on. And Ron DeSantis was that guy. Well, I can tell you, Ron DeSantis is no longer that guy. And he is suffering the same thing that Scott Walker suffered, with a lightweight person who really had no understanding and no ideas, but was able to mislead people to thinking he was a strong person with ideas that would lead this nation into the future. Well, you know, Ron DeSantis has been humiliated. And it hasn't been long. 8 years ago this summer, Scott Walker was the hottest commodity in GOP politics. Maybe some of you don't remember, but I do. The recently reelected governor of Wisconsin had joined the 2016 presidential field with a splashy announcement that drew the National Press Corps to an exposition center amid the suburban sprawl of what was then a reliably Republican county. Walker went live that night with Sean Hannity on Fox News, attacking lame ideas from the left, such as the minimum wage. Hey, lame ideas, minimum wage. The next morning, images of the 47-year-old career politician plunging into a crowd of seemingly enthusiastic supporters were splashed across the front page of the nation's newspapers. As the New York Times reported that Scott Walker would cast himself as a cultural conservative who would defend the unborn, the Americans who oppose same-sex marriage or on religious grounds, and more broadly, the conservative and traditional citizens who feel under attack from what they consider coastal elites. Sounds familiar. Because Ron DeSantis has been using the same playbook. Republican operatives assured reporters that Wisconsinites had what it took to grab the GOP nod and take back the White House from then President Barack Obama and the Democrats. Now, something has happened to Ron the sanctimonious along the way. The culture wars that he's hung his hat on and has spent an inordinate amount of time on, that he and others believe were going to catapult him to the top of the conservatives' list. And I guess, you know, at that time, with all the things that were happening that then, you know, former President Donald Trump, you kind of thought that there was no way Donald Trump was going to be able to survive those things. The amazing thing about Donald Trump is that he does have 9 lives. And even those of us who thought it not possible, I don't think Donald Trump started running again almost a year ago. He threw his hat in the ring almost a year ago, saying he was going to run again to become the Republican nominee for presidents of the United States. And even when he said that a year ago, I thought, man, this cat is nuts. There's no way that anybody is going to vote for this guy again. And here we are. He's destroying Ron DeSanctimonious by 44 percentage points in Florida. Man, in Florida, in Ron DeSanctimonious's hometown, Donald Trump, a transplant from New York, is wiping the floor with Ron DeSantis. It's only a matter of time before DeSantis finally decides that he'll do the same thing that Scott Walker did. He's going to do the electric slide, and he's going to make a decision to pull out. Defeated for re-election in 2018, Scott Walker is giving some advice to Ron DeSanctimonious. And, you know, if you're Ron DeSanctimonious and you have to rely on Scott Walker's advice, hey, you know, you're not doing well. Defeated for re-election in 2018, Walker is now in the business of giving vapid advice to losing political candidates. What? Hey, Calvin, Scott Walker's in the business of giving advice to losing political candidates. Some people can make money doing anything. How come I can't do that? Man, he's in the business of giving advice to losing political candidates, and you know he's not doing that for free.
I guess I'm a little confused. What's the advice on how to lose better? His presidential campaign wasn't a glowing success.
He even has a tip for DeSantis. Light a fire with primary and caucus voters with some really bold ideas. Walker doesn't have an actual plan for DeSantis. Okay, but he's in the business of giving people ideas, but he doesn't really have an actual plan. Just a word salad of political happy talk. The failed governor turned presidential candidate of 2015 says the failed governor turned presidential candidate of 2023 needs to be lean, and at the same time, he needs to go bold. Wait a minute. You're going to get paid for that advice? Maybe I should get in that kind of business, man. I think I could do a better job and be a lot cheaper than what Scott Walker is going to be charging. While Walker's practical advice is trite, what candidate doesn't want to be lean, go bold? He's right about this area of expertise. Few Republicans know much about getting beaten to a political pulp by Trump and Scott Walker, but DeSantis is rapidly accumulating his own firsthand knowledge of how to tank a campaign for the Republican presidential nod. So Ron DeSantis' campaign is all but done before he even gets a chance to get started. I don't know how that must feel. People put all that money out there for you, thinking that you are somebody special and you have something of value to say. And I thought people vet these people, Calvin, before they say, okay, I think you should run. I mean, if you're going to put those kind of millions of dollars, wouldn't you think they would vet the person?
Well, yeah, you would think. But if he was governor of Florida, and Florida is apparently an amazing place, so that's good enough for that.
Apparently, maybe that's what it is. But Florida is an amazing place, not because Ron DeSantis is the governor.
Oh, yes. I was being facetious. I don't think Florida is an amazing place.
All right. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Wake up, everybody.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all you teachers, start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies.
Teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies.
Teach the children,
teach the babies.
They're the one who's coming out.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit vrapwi.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Aldous Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Aldous Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 86. This afternoon, under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered storms. Westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 70, mainly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 83. Partly cloudy Thursday with a high of 92. 86, chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Calvin, do you remember? Now, you pretty young guy back then. You remember something called the War on Terror?
Yeah, no, I know of it. It's a little bit before my time.
Yeah. Man, that's really, man, it seems like yesterday, 2004, the War on Terror was coined by then-President George W. Bush when the World Trade Towers were brought down and the Pentagon and all of those things that went on. And so we haven't heard much about the War on Terror since. And I don't know if Americans knew that the War on Terror is still underway. America is still fighting the War on Terror. Part of what is taking place and why there are migrants that are at the border is because of our continued involvement in these areas, we're at war. And so we've destabilized places like Pakistan and it was Afghanistan and Iraq and all sorts of other places in Central America, under the guise of the War on Terror. And so because of that, people are displaced. They are displaced because they're leaving their countries because they're war-torn. We keep asking the questions, why are these people at the border? At the root of it is our policies. We are in their nations, and under the guise of the War on Terror, we are causing terrorism in their countries, and they are fleeing for safety. And the only place that they can go to where there's some semblance of safety is our nation. Take my word for it. Look it up. The war on terror continues. The amount of money that we've spent and continue to spend. You know, sometimes we think that because we don't have troops in these areas, Syria and other places, just because we don't have troops in those lands, that we're not destabilizing those nations. We have drones. And drones are doing a hell of a job on terrifying the people of those regions. And so the more people, Libya, Egypt, Palestine, Pakistan, we're there. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hi, Earl. How are you?
Do you remember the war on terror?
Oh, all too well. I was just going to quick point out that, you know, with Iran, Iraq, all Afghanistan, all these places, especially the war in Iraq, and we're going to even go to the point of Mexico where Trump locked up all the kids and separated the families and all that. What we did there is we created more terrorists in Iraq. Iraq, the Muslims are a very family-oriented group of people, and they take care of their families. So what did we do? We went over there, blew up their whole cities and everything. Their men could not get jobs now to support their families. Everything just went to heck over there. So, of course, they're going to be mad, and of course we're going to have more terrorists because we destroyed their lives. And just like I said with Mexico, with all those children we separated and we can't find their families and stuff, do you not think those kids are not going to grow up to be hateful towards us and the mess we've created now because of that?
You know, Tom, our policies that we are not aware of in this nation are the reasons why we have to continue to spend $1 trillion a year on military. And people think that we're doing that because we're concerned about Russia and China. But no, it's our offensive things that we are doing, offensive things that we're doing in other parts of the world. If you looked at what we're doing in Africa and the drones, when you have the drone capability that America has, you don't have to send any troops. And you can be as deadly as you could, as you would even if you send troops. So we are involved and engaged in all these areas, and people just do not understand. It's not getting any better. But when you see all those people at the border, you should understand that there's a reason why they're there. They're not there solely because they want to come to America and live the great life here. They would much rather stay where they are, in their homelands. People don't travel across the desert on foot with nothing, but their homelands are more dangerous. We have helped make it that way. And as Americans, I think we do ourselves a disservice when we don't know the history and the truth of what is taking place. Look, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
If
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. ABC and always... News.